This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome. This is Retire South Shore Radio, and I'm Jordan Rich, as mentioned, and with me is Mark Rolette, as mentioned, the founder of South Shore Retirement Services, offering real-world retirement solutions located in beautiful Hingham. It's very easy to get to right off the highway, and a very nice location where there's shopping and restaurants and all kinds of things nearby. Mark, welcome. Great to see you.
You
and,
too, sir.
How was the trip south? You went down to cheer on your little girl.
It was good. It was good. The team did fantastically well. It was nice to be down there. Nice for the kids to see a different part of the country that you wouldn't normally, I don't think, we would normally go to with the kids.
Well,
naturally,
when I was in high school, we would travel to Rockland from Randolph, maybe, if we were lucky. And it was a school bus travel trip, and I wasn't even on the team, but I know that's what we used to do.
We get to go to some great places because of Reese's Gymnastics, so Nashville was no different. And I'd been there a few times before, and Lauren and I had been there before, but we'd never been there with the kids, so it was interesting. And our kids like country music anyway because we forced them to listen to it till
there
they
you
liked
go.
It. So.
There you go. They have good taste. We're going to, in fact, later, I want to tease this. There's a great story about your older daughter,
your oldest,
that is going, it's funny and it's endearing and charming.
I was dying laughing.
Okay,
when
so
I was telling
so
you.
Get ready. That's coming up. And before we go any further, we need to mention two people we didn't mention last week, Holly and Carol. These are the backbone folks in the office. They're the gals who answer the phones, handle all the appointments, do all the stuff that we wouldn't be able to survive without.
Yeah, they're integral to the running of the office, and they know that too. And I tell them that all the time. They become part of the family with the clients as well. And the clients sometimes are calling just to tell Holly or Carol something. It's not that they even want to talk to myself or Bill or Brian or anyone that they're working with. So
well, I know Holly was excited to hear us mention her birthday. So
yes, she was.
She listens. She Hello, was. Holly. She's listening all the time. Well, here we are once again talking about something that I like to say is really upbeat and exciting, and that's the retirement for you, your future. Whether you have single income, whether you have a huge estate or a tiny estate, it doesn't matter. This is an opportunity to expand your horizons, move forward, and protect what you do have.
Well, right? I think it's a good time of year to start doing that. I mean, a couple of weeks back, I think maybe 3 weeks back, we had Dave and Mike Pinkham come on, the CPA firm that we
right.
work with. And, you know, the time of year where people are starting to pull their documents together to go see their CPA or go see their accountant or H&R Block or whomever, even if they're doing it themselves, they're pulling all their financial documents and starting to look at things now. So it sounds cliche or cheesy, but it's a perfect time to take a look at what you're doing from a retirement planning perspective.
Right.
Have you got a strategy that's in place? The documents are all out. So go see your person, come see us, and take a look at where you're at. And if it's still consistent with where you want to be at, then great. If it's not, then tweak it.
Please note that Marshall Wealth Management and the CPA firm we've been talking about are not affiliated with South Shore Retirement Services. But what a team you've assembled, a lot of really great people. But before we get there, this is the time. You open up your mail, you're getting the forms.
Yep, all the 1099s
the
are coming
1099s.
In.
Yep. So you're right. This is an absolute perfect time to remind people that it's gather it all up, put it in one big envelope, get ready to make your move anyway. But if you're thinking of retirement, this is an important issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, in talking with those guys over at Pinkham CPA, you know, lots and lots of clients come in there and, you know, the CD that every year they roll the CD over and they keep going and going and they're never spending it and they're paying all the taxes on it. Well, maybe that's not the smartest thing to do for their particular strategies, but it's now is the time that people are kind of looking at it, you know. It's not one of those, I'll get to it. You got to get it done by April 15th, right? Mm-hmm. Or depending on how it falls, sometimes 16th here in Mass. So you may as well take a look and make sure that you're continuing to be on track, and that we've lots and lots of clients that will call us who are already clients saying, hey, I either didn't get a form, or I got this form and I don't know what it is. I don't know why I got it. Can we sit down and chat about it again? Right. Absolutely. You know, we sit down and we consult with them on their particular situations. But we've had lots and lots of new clients come in at this time of year because they've got their stuff out. They've been talking to their person and they just want to get a second opinion.
When is it too soon to start thinking about this, to make a call and to check into this?
It's never too soon, right? And no time like the present, and that's the truth. I've had people come into my office who are in their mid-40s. The focus of our business is obviously people who are a little closer to retirement. We'll still sit and I'll still answer questions that they have. But some people want to get planning straight away. I've also had clients who are clients now who've come to my office. You know, they'll come in on a Thursday. I'm like, so when are you thinking of retiring? Oh, the end of next week. So you're trying to put something together quickly. Yeah, they're trying to make pension decisions.
Exactly, exactly.
So there isn't really a right and wrong answer to that as to when you would start doing this. But the sooner you do it, the better off you're going to be, because time goes so fast, right? I mean, I can't believe that I'm almost 44. I'll be 44 in March. I still feel like I'm 20, but unfortunately don't look like I'm 20 anymore. But time goes so quickly. I mean, you think you have, you know, 10, 15, I'll get to it. Then all of a sudden your retirement is right there, and you can bury your head in the sand, but it's going to come at some point. So you may as well put a strategy or a plan together to make sure
it
works.
I was talking to one of your clients at one point, and off the beaten path a little bit, we were talking about what she had sort of realized, and one of her goals was to then educate her children who were not saving at an early age,
right,
who were not thinking about this, because when you're a kid, you don't think about this, or when even a young adult, and particularly today. So this is the kind of thing that you get into a good habit in retirement. It's a good thing to spread to your family.
Oh, without question. I mean, my friends, even that I you know, hang around with when I'm not working, it's a mixed bag. You know, people. It's actually frightening that people don't think about this more, about putting money away and making sure that you're protected when you can't work, because the responsibility is on the individual now. I mean, that's the way it is. Lots of people who, you know, work in the private sector will have Social Security, obviously. And then if you work outside of the private sector, like you're in a public employee, you probably have a pension plan. That's great, but it might not be enough money to cover your entire retirement.
Well, particularly when you look at the statistics about people's credit card debt and other issues in terms of the working world. I mean, thankfully, more people than ever are working, but many people are still living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, and it's so easy to spend money now. Look at it. Like you sit, I'm bad at it too. You know, you sit down, you're laying on the couch at nighttime and you're looking through Facebook and an ad comes up that links you into Amazon. You don't even have to pull your credit card out of your pocket and boom, it's there 2 days later. But then it's money that you spent. So yeah, it's. I think everyone should take you sit down at this time of year and try to look at the budget again and see, you know, not that you're trying to be miserable during your working life so you have a retirement, but have balance. I mean, I think that's kind of the theme of everything that we talk about with people, is a little bit of balance, right. A little bit of everything is good.
Well, you often talk about the need for people to think about budget and put some figures together, because it really comes down to numbers and dollars and cents ultimately. You know, what is it that I expect to get? What am I guaranteed to get? And how is this going to affect my life? So unless you know those figures, you know, what you've been spending money on or what you plan to spend money on, it's going to be a little tough.
Yeah. So we have that download as well on the website. It's called the Income Gap Report, that kind of helps people jog their memory as to where their money's being spent. You know, if you're honest in putting a budget together, you have to be honest, right?
Right.
I mean, like you have to write down, okay, this is where my money goes. And then specifically look at what you're spending it on and if those things might change. I have lots of people who come into the office and they say, I don't have any idea what I spent. I just make enough money. And if I need something, I buy it and there's money there. So we kind of back into it and see, you know, this is how much you're earning. This is how much is left at the end of every month. This is what you're saving into your retirement accounts. So this is roughly what you're living on. Does that sound realistic? Oh my God, that sounds really high. Well, where's that money going to? And you can boil it down to as detailed as taking a journal and writing every single dollar that you spend on a monthly basis down for 1 month, you know, your Dunkin' Donuts trip, your Boston Globe, anything that you're potentially buying. I don't obviously promote having credit card debt, but using credit cards in the right way is an easy way to document that. You just don't use cash, so you use credit card, and then it's documented for a month, and you'll know
but,
where
you're going. But as we've talked about, when retirement comes for anybody, it's a change of schedule to begin with. You're not working, you're not getting up at six maybe, and you're not going to a place every day.
Yes.
So right there and then, things are going to change in terms of your transportation costs, in terms of your the coffee that you buy on the way to work. Maybe that changes. So it's really a time to take stock as to what you have available and what's coming up.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, big expenses like a mortgage. I mean, I said this multiple times, I'm sure, on this show, because I've said it in the workshop pretty much every time I give it. Look at what you're spending your money on. And let's say you've 4 or 5 years left on your mortgage. And let's just say the mortgage, the principal and interest payment is $20,000 a year. Well, you know, in 5 years' time, you don't have that expense anymore, right? $20,000. So let's build that into the long-term budget. It's not that you have to drop your income need down. Maybe if you have the money, you want to spend it on something else. But maybe it might take a little pressure off of you to realize, I don't need as much money as I thought I did going into retirement. And if I structure this in a safe and controlled way, I can do this. I can do this in 4 years' time. You don't have to do it in 4 years' time. Lots of people that I meet with, you know, we have a goal to say, all right, 3 years out, you're going to stop working. And then we look at it and it's feasible and it's doable based on what they have. But that doesn't mean that they're going to actually stop.
Right. And the idea that you can actually see on a grid where things are going to go, because this is certain money that is guaranteed. It's not going to go away.
Right.
So it's not like playing the roulette table here. We're talking about some sound, very secure advice that can really tell people what their future is going to look like.
Yeah. I mean, while we have, you know, every alternative option available, you know, we work together, like I said, with Brian Galligan and Marshall Wealth Management. So there's no one size fits all here. Lots of people want to ensure that they have enough money. So we're able to do that and make sure that there's always going to be a check. So you kind of segregate a certain amount of your money coupled with Social Security to provide you with the income that you're going to need. And then you have growth on the side. And, you know, people still want to have that, but that's a very reassuring a feeling for individuals and couples to know, all right, I need $4,500 a month and I need it for the rest of my life. I don't know how long the rest of my life's going to be. I hope it's a while, but I never want to worry about, oh gosh, we've only have two more distributions, then we're done.
So that $4,500 is guaranteed because you set it up, you've earned it, it's your money, and you've have figured out the best possible arrangement to make sure that that's there. And then in many cases, people have additional money, maybe the sale of a house or something or property. And they decide they want to invest it for their kids, or they want to do it, they want to give it to charity, or they want, in other words, you have that kind of freedom when the worry is off your shoulders.
Everyone's situation is different. And then, you know, it gets down to, I had a client who I was meeting with last week, and his primary concern was he has a pension, he's doing well, he's living fine off the pension, but he has retirement assets too that he doesn't need. He said, I'm not going to need him, but I'm really worried about if I get sick, what's going to happen. So we would help him with, you know, making sure he's protected if a long-term care need came up, but money would still transfer onto his kids when he passes away.
We'll tell you shortly about the upcoming workshops that are happening this week. Also, there's a brand new Facebook page, so you can find out a whole lot more on the Facebook page for South Shore Retirement Services. And of course, the website, retiresouthshore.com. RetireSouthShore.com, to call the office, 781-277-4308. More when we return, including that famous story I promised you about
You're building that up an awful lot.
Well, I thought it was hysterical, and you told it well because you're an Irishman. You know how to tell a story. We'll continue right after these words.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Always wonderful to be with you on Sunday mornings here on this fine radio station. Jordan Rich along with Mark Rolette. Mark is the founder of South Shore Retirement Services located in Hingham. We've been talking with Mark about a variety of things over the years, and certainly focus is on retirement. And I like that real world approach because it's not something that you can just throw a bunch of numbers together and say, this is for everybody. It's all unique and special. And before we get into that story I keep talking about, I want to talk a little bit about some of the other services offered, because as the team has continued to grow, you found the needs have been filled and continue to be filled. And one of your secret weapons is Bill, the attorney, who's really important in this situation.
Yeah, Bill Caldwell and myself have worked together for more than 10 years, and he's been an attorney for more than 30 years. And we offer, or he offers, low-cost legal work to clients or people who come to the workshops, people who call in from the radio show. In fact, I've had clients, a recent client who was in the office who, you know, we were just talking, and we were talking about finances, talking about retirement planning, talking about the money, and talking about legal work. And he said, I just want to make sure that, is this an all or nothing situation? Do I have to do business with you with the finance side of things in order to have the legal planning? And the short answer is absolutely no. I would never want somebody to feel like it's an all or nothing. This is like a carrot. So if a client only wants legal work, absolutely, that's completely fine. And we've had people who've come into the office who've said, you know, I've got someone, I'm really fine with that. I don't need to discuss that, but I do like the idea of this $399. Estate plan, and they can absolutely do that.
Well, it's a menu of services, and people can select. There are others on the team that we should just mention. Stu Millard, my eyes glaze over when I think about Medicare. When it's my time, I can't wait. But I know that there's
He gets so fired up to talk about it too, right?
I know there's a gentleman named Stu Millard who's a real pro at this. Tell me about his role.
Yeah, Stu. I met Stu years and years ago, and he's the Medicare specialist, basically helping people who are about to turn 65, because you have like this 7-month window, 3 months before, the month of, and 3 months after to sign up for Medicare Part B. Or you get a lifetime penalty. The exception to that is if you're working and you have group health insurance, or you're getting group health insurance through a spouse, then you kind of get around that. Mm-hmm. But for the people who are getting ready to sign up, Medicare Part B doesn't pay for 100% of your insurance. Again, I know enough to be dangerous, so I could be saying things the wrong way. That's why I have Stu. So people buy supplemental plans, and he basically has a menu of plans that he offers, and he'll sit down with people and explain it to them. Again, clients don't have to use it. They go to other organizations. They go, I think it's called Shine. AARP have lots of information on that too. We just want to have that resource available should people want to should people have questions, because they get bombarded with mail specifically on that, and it's confusing.
I also met a very nice fellow named Tony, and you can talk a little bit about him, because he's, again, associated with you in terms of helpful information regarding real estate.
Yeah, Tony and myself have been friends for years, and I've used him personally. He's a real estate agent, a real estate broker, I should say. Mm-hmm. I've used them myself, and you know, we got to chatting, and I said, you have lots of clients that, you know, may be selling houses, and they have questions, and they feel threatened, because anytime they meet a real estate person, if they're thinking about getting that house in the market, their experiences have been, I got to sign a contract, the agent wants to list the property, and obviously that's Tony's business, but he's met with clients of mine, explain to them the things that they should and shouldn't be doing in order, from a fix it up standpoint of their house, the timing of when they should put things together, put things on the market to sell. Again, I'm not you know, I'm not a real estate agent. That's his expertise. But I wanted to have that resource available if somebody right. wanted to talk and feel, non-threatened to sit down and with someone and just get a gauge for feeling it out. Because I have clients that will do that continuously. They got two houses, the Mass House and the Florida House. And they're saying, you know, we probably want to think about downsizing or selling the Massachusetts place, but we're not sure when we want to do it. And I don't know if it's the right or wrong time, but they just don't want to. Nobody wants to feel pressure from any standpoint, money, anything at all. They don't want to feel that they're being pressured into doing something. So I wanted to create an environment that would be the case, that they wouldn't feel that.
And as we've said, the fact that people are so receptive to that, it's almost a breath of fresh air when you know, hey, I'm not working anymore. I'm not beholden to a particular boss. I'm my own boss, in a sense. We've talked about this concept of being the head of your own corporation now, because you're on your own, but you're not alone. I think that's the key.
Yeah. I mean, again, the ultimate responsibility is on the person who has the money, right? It's and I never lose sight of that. It's the client's money. It's not our money. But it's really important, obviously, to everyone on your client's team, and we're part of that team, that money lasts for the rest of their lives. So they do kind of become the CEO of their own money to a certain degree, making sure that it's the business or the money is healthy. It's being positioned in the correct way. It's distributing enough money, but not too much. So they're overspending or overpaying on taxes if they don't necessarily need to be. And we're one part of the team, and the team has, you know, many different elements that you need to be looking at. It's not just how much money am I going to make on an annual basis. It's where should I take the money from? That's why we have the CPAs. It's when should I take the money? That's why they have us. It's what happens if I get sick or if I die, and that's why we have Bill. And then, you know, obviously the health insurance ideas, or if they want to downsize their house or sell their house. We just want to have those resources. While people aren't required to use any of them, we just want to have relationships with people.
And before I ask you to just mention an example or two of some recent cases folks have come through the door, I'm reminded of our mutual friend John DiCicco, who was here and gladly came by to talk little bit about his situation. And people who have adult children who have special needs.
Yep.
I mean, there are so many factors when you start adding in the human beings, the human profile here. So I just wanted to mention that because that's important. But let's have you run down a few examples so that people listening can get a sense as to what people are asking.
Well, a very generic question a question from a client last week that I've worked with for a number of years. And he came into the office and I'd introduced him to Brian Galligan, the registered investment person, because he'd asked me, the client had asked about that. They were just setting up a retirement plan, SEP IRA. And he said to me, after they had finished what they were doing, he was about to leave. And he said, listen, I'm not a numbers person at all. He said, I trust you and you do your thing and you bring people in. And we're having our CPA firm do his taxes for him, which he wanted. But he said, I'm not a numbers guy. And he said, my wife is even less of a numbers person. So if something happens to me, we've done their estate plan, we've done everything for them. If something happens to me, can she just call you, or does she have to call each of these individual people? And I said, she can call each of these individual people if she wants, or she can call us and we can get the ball rolling. She said she won't understand any of this. And I said, well, I've been through this a few times, unfortunately, having done this for as long as I've done it. I've had handfuls of clients, unfortunately, pass away. And, you know, you get a call from a family member and they're nervous, they're scared. Obviously emotionally completely distraught, but they're nervous about where's the money going to come from. And that's really what it boils down to. It's not, oh, you got this S&P index or whatever you've got. It's you're going to continue to have $3,500 or $2,600 or whatever the number is. You're going to continue to have this. We anticipated that when somebody dies, there was going to be a drop in income because the Social Security income would stop for one person. And then we'd set up a plan so that would be bridged by X, Y, and Z account. So it's really walking these people through a really difficult time, but reassuring them that they're never going to run out of money. And that's what he was talking about. He's like, how would that start? How would that phone call, who would she talk to? I said, she can just call us.
These are sensitive issues. No one wants to contemplate that, but it makes sense to get that discussed because that takes the worry out of it. You know, you don't want to leave anyone holding the bag, so
to
speak.
Of course not. Yeah.
And for you, and I know you well enough now, and you've become a close friend as well as a colleague here. Well, I know that you take it very, very seriously, and the clients I've spoken to tell me to my face that one of the reasons they're with you is because you really do have that sense of, you know, looking out for their well-being. Because let's face it, it reflects on you and your business. I mean, you're in the business of helping people, and you do what you need to do that.
Quite honestly, it's not just. I mean, obviously, it's good for business, but that's not why I do it. I mean, it's the right thing to do. I treat people the way my parents live in Ireland, so I treat people the way I would want a financial person to treat my parents if they were sitting with them. And I know some financial people in Ireland that I've referred to my family, and they, you know, they've done a wonderful job. And because I trust them, because I knew that they were going to put their needs first. When you get the old, I had a contractor at my house last week. You know, we were getting the deck fixed on the back, and Lauren started asking them the question about a fireplace or something like that. And he said, oh, I have a guy, mention my name and he'll take care of you. And that's the way of the world, right? I mean, you want to be surrounding yourself in every aspect with people that you trust, that you know aren't taking advantage
right,
of
right.
you.
And, very important.
And we take that responsibility really seriously.
All right. Before we have that story of
note,
11th and the 13th, this coming Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday seminar is at Faring Way in Weymouth. The Thursday seminar at Abington Ale House, both at 6:30 p.m. And you can find out details at retiresouthshore.com and call 781-277-4308. You talk about time marching on. This is a time marching on story. Your daughter, Neve, how old is she now?
Neve is 16.
Okay.
Yeah, this happened the other night and Lauren was away for the night. I actually called her and I was like, I could barely get the story out. I was laughing so much. So I don't know if you think it's funny, but just we always talk about, you know, time flies and retirement is coming. And
right.
I can't believe that I have a daughter that's 2 years out from going to college. So the other day, mail started coming into the house with, you know, different colleges sending her letters. And it's just, I think they just, she's a sophomore, second year in high school, right?
Yeah.
She's a sophomore. So they just send stuff out to them, right?
Of course.
So Emma, who's my middle daughter, is really studious, straight A student. And she's, I don't know where she comes from, but she's really, really smart. And not that Neve's not smart, but Neve is not the academic one in the house. She's the horse person, the animal person. Mm-hmm. So these letters start coming in, and there was one from Franklin Marshall, I think it's called. And then there was one from Hartford University. And Neve, I gave it to her. Lauren was away. We got home late and we'd been running around all day and we were eating dinner. And I gave them to her. I said, oh, you got these in the mail today. And she looks down at them. She goes, oh my God, Harvard? And Emma said, oh, you're definitely not going to college because if you can't read that says Hartford and it's Harvard and you think Harvard are after you,
I think
you
that's
got problems.
Hysterical. And by the way, I don't know why I think of your family as Little Women, the cast of the movie and the book. Because you got three of them, three little women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It's a very emotional household.
Well, I think that story is fantastic. I laughed when you told me off the air, and I'm sure people are getting a chuckle out of it. And God bless your kids and all that they're doing.
They are funny.
So again, the upcoming seminar is this week on the 11th, Tuesday, and the 13th, the 11th in Weymouth and the 13th in Abington. All the details are at retiresouthshore.com. We do urge you to call ahead, however, 781-277-4308. Mark, go off and have a great week, and I'll see you next time.
You too. Thanks, sir.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.